There's a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on June the 4th, 2008. Newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com. There's lots of information concerning this big matrix of ours. It's not really ours, we're in it and we think it's normal, so we say it's ours, but it's really controlled by others. And I try and fit lots of the pieces of the puzzle together going down through time, because no knowledge is ever discarded by powerful elites. They always acquire knowledge down through thousands of years. And since human behavior always repeats itself, if you give a person a certain set of sequences to follow, they'll come up with the same outcome. So it's the same kind of thing. Everything is method, and it's very much very mathematical in concept as how we would behave. And we're being studied all the time. We always have been studied by those who rule over the people. And priests in ancient times used to do this. Now we have scientists doing the same thing. But they still use the old, old histories too. Why throw it away? It's very useful. Also look into Alan Watt's sentientsentinel.eu for transcripts which you can download. And they're written in the various languages of Europe. I try not to go into what's given to the public to simply follow and repeat and chatter amongst themselves, because that's what it boils down to. And I've watched this for years as people chatter about the news they're given that upsets them or frightens them or whatever. And it's meant to, most news is meant to keep you off kilter, to make you feel unsteady, that you have control over nothing. And when you look around you, everything really that you depend upon in this interdependent society, as they call it, and it's true, you have no real powers over the major things. Banks can devalue the dollar tomorrow, and presidents can do it too. And your economy is shipped off overseas without any input from the public whatsoever because of GATT and treaties and so on, where again the public had no input. And then you're left with a service economy where you simply buy stuff and pass it around between middlemen down to the consumer, everybody taking a cut. And yet, as economists well know, and are trained even yet in universities to say so, they know that only the producers really are the dominant countries. If you're not producing, you're not dominant anymore. And we are sort of finishing off an old, old part of a plan, very old plan, to bring the world under a complete standardized one-world system. Standardized culture, standardized everything has to be standardized. Same with opinions. We do have politically correct people around, the PCPs, and that's most people, unfortunately. Most people that sit and watch television all the time don't think for themselves. They simply get almost by osmosis from television what's now politically correct, and they have to prattle it amongst themselves to make sure you're one of the crowd. They don't want to be outsiders. People are terrified today of being different. Even the youngsters who think they're rebelling are given the outfits to wear, whether it's rainpipe trousers and winkle picker shoes or baggy pants with the crotches down to their knees. They're all given by very old experts and culture creation to make you think this is your generation. Planned from birth to death. That's the dream of the new golden age for those who will be back with more after these messages.
Wow. Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix. And tonight I'd like to mention something I was reading about Blackwater, this big private army that really is an arm, it's an extension of those who control the world system, because it will become a world army and it's not responsible to any public. That's why it's private and given governmental backing. They've caused quite the scenes over in Iraq by shooting down different people who were doing nothing at all, not even throwing stones, just trying to drive through a street, and these armored vehicles just riddled a car. This was last year, of course. They're doing an inquiry at the moment, and it's amazing what's transpiring and the cover-up that the U.S. government itself, from Bush right down, has gone to protect this particular Blackwater group. Now, Blackwater, remember, is made up of mercenary troops that are a little bit even lower than the regular army, and that's saying something, because the regular army is full of young guys that don't know any better. They're still children playing cowboys and Indians. But the mercenaries like killing. I don't know if you've ever met mercenaries or people in special forces, or a bunch of them when they're together, all they do is talk about weapons. And they toss knives and handguns between each other in company as they reminisce about their killings, etc. But that's the mentality we're talking about to go into Blackwater. They enjoy killing. And they've been given pretty well permission to do as they want. They're completely covered. Special laws have been created to cover them, so that regardless of what they say during an inquiry, they're not held responsible in any court of law. And when you see that happening in the world, and let it go on, unpunished, this big eating machine that's over there, remember, is to be used back in the U.S. someday, not so far in the future. So when we're so busy playing ourselves and being happy and yapping into cell phones or watching TV and laughing at canned comedies, remember what's really happening in this world and what you're allowing to happen by your silence, because you'll eventually be eaten, say, by this big eating machine that's going around the world. And I will put up the transcript of the inquiry and a link to the audio as well from a witness who was shot a few times in the back but managed to survive. This is the glory of war. You almost hear the brass bands and the marching going on. We've got to start thinking what's really, really happening in this world and where it's supposed to go. And remember, it's supposed to come right back here. Because that which the U.S. has created, and maybe perhaps even the very reason for being that America was set up to do, is almost accomplished. Once it's accomplished, they'll be doing the same thing back home. You submerge into the world system you helped create. Now, once in a while, I give little tests for myself, really. It's almost like doing little polls to find out who's awake, who's really awake. And I know today people are overloaded with data. That's part of the problem with the system we're living in. And it's also a help to those who control the system. They know everyone's overloaded with data, and memories are very short. They're very short, as you're always given daily some new crisis to talk about. Right now we have the Bilderberger meetings going on and so on, and these have been going on, remember, since the 50s. And the people who attend don't discuss what they do. However, we do know that those who are invited end up being governors or presidents or prime ministers. They get the nod and the wink to carry on. But rather than follow the mainstream news at the moment, I mentioned something that's very, very important, because last week and then on Monday, I mentioned the fact that a Rear Admiral, Chris Parry, was now the head of a whole collective of private schools in Britain. And I mentioned the fact, too, that he talked about creating a real matrix system where they could download children with languages, for instance, new skills, without having to study. Now, don't you ever believe for an instant that a Rear Admiral, Mr. Christopher Parry, is going to do this to help the children. This man was the head of the United Britain's, basically, the Department of Defense's Department of Strategy. Now, when I say strategy, I'm talking about these guys that sit and look at the world geopolitically. For 5-year wars here, 10 years in the future, a war there, maybe 30, even 40, maybe even 50 years, another war there. That's what they mean by strategy. It's ongoing. And between those wars, they have softening up periods and detente and so on, where they put in agents and payoffs to try and alter the cultures before they take those countries over. Long, long-term strategy. That's how Britain's always worked. And I mentioned too in the last talk about a Chris Parry, an ex-Rear Admiral Chris Parry, or a Rear Admiral, who at the time in 2006 wrote a book called The New Goths Are Coming. This is the guy, same guy, you see. It's the same guy. He was the head of the Department of Defense's Strategic Planning Committee. The head, who's now in charge of schools. That should be a red flag right away. This is the same man. And I wanted to see how many people connected the two talks with the same name. I got one person who realized this was the same guy. So that's a little survey, you see. And this also tells you, all of you who think you're awake, and most folk do who listen to these shows, that you're still not thinking. You're still not connecting for yourselves because of information overload. It is quite understandable. But yeah, this character who wrote this book, of course, about the Goths and so on, the new Goths are coming, and everything's going to be terrible in the future, and they'd have to use all these kinds of new weapons, etc., to control people's, is now in charge of the private schools for Britain. Why would they put a guy like that in charge of private schooling? Well, it's because the techniques and technologies that he's talking about, he's discussing, are here. They have them. And they will be using them first and foremost on those who are going to be your middle-level overlords, the bureaucracies. And they come mainly from the private schools. That's why. And to show you how they've debased the culture so much with all these shows and reality shows and all the rest of it, and I was mentioned before that all shows, all major shows start in Britain and then you have spin-off copies across the planet. Most countries don't realize they all come from Britain. And here's one now to show you how far we've sunk from supposedly a 70s peacetime and demonstration era. Even into the 80s we're having big demonstrations. And there's none today. This is how far we've sunk, and we've become warlike. We're all into the G-Man stuff and the Robocop and the new trooper with all his smart gear on. Everybody seems to be impressed. Here's the BBC, which doesn't surprise me. That's a British Broadcasting Corporation. Remember, it's owned by the government. And it's always been used as a tool of manipulation of the minds of the whole society of Britain. And this is from the 30th of May, 2008. Inventors urged to devise weapons. This is for a television show. Inventors are being asked to come up with new military weapons, but their ideas first have to pass a Ministry of Defense panel. Now, this is modeled after a show they started you with about a year ago, I think, where you come up with new businesses and you go in front of these tycoons that give the thumbs up or the thumbs down according to your idea. So you see where it's going. In a similar format to the hit BBC TV show Dragon's Den, academics will pitch ideas at the Centre for Defence Enterprise in Harwell, Oxfordshire. The Minister of Defence said new innovations on any area of the forces, including weapons, bombs and clothing, would be considered. The project has a £2 million budget to fund the development of selective projects. But Dr. Helen Almy from the centre said inventors would not face the type of grilling handed out on Dragon's Den, as they would not be seeking investment in their own companies. She added that the show is very much where people are looking for investors in that one. We're not involved in tasking equity. We are offering research contracts so we can get the best science and technology into armed forces. Looking across the board, anything for the Army, Navy and RAF will be considered. The Minister of Defence said it had a £2 million budget to fund early developments of any ideas, but if any projects needed to be taken further, the science programme budget worth £500 million could be used. This is them getting all of society into this war thing. Isn't it incredible? And all the weirdos with strange ideas will be ought to be just sweating it to get into this kind of stuff. We'll be back with more after this break.
In the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments. Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, back cutting through the matrix. And reading this article where they're trying to get the public, you know, excited about entering for this TV competition on creating new weaponry. And I'll continue this little last piece of it. Dr. Elmi denied the Minister of Defense had itself run out of fresh ideas. We have some excellent scientists within the Ministry of Defense, but nobody wants to be insular, she added. There are a lot of ideas out there, and if we are going to get the best for our armed forces, we will talk to the wider world to see what it can offer. This is, as I say, a dream for all those weird ones that you probably knew when you were children. You're the ones that, you know, picked the legs off insects and stuff and did odd things like that. They'll be just dying to get into this kind of stuff and make weapons that will slaughter and kill with better precision and all the rest of it. A paradise for these kind of characters. And you have to really ask what's in them. Are they really, what's in them? Is it really them? Is it really them? Are just basic psychopathic types? And you have to understand what a psychopath is and you understand how they think. And that's the type they go into this kind of. They work their whole lives long, often in jobs well paid by government agencies, to create new kind of viruses and things like that, to kill whole populations. And it's only time they wake up and become enthusiastic is when they talk about what they do. That's it. The rest of the time they're just dull and dreary and drab. But they come alive when they talk about their pet their pet thing. And here they are offering this to the public. But we're really surprised because we've created a generation of people made for military. They've been grown up on movies and TV dramas on cops and military and all the rest of it, and video games where you slaughter. And that was done intentionally to create this very society today because it has to finish off a particular job. Meanwhile, they're trying to weed out other weirdos that weren't picked up at school that they can use to create better weapons. So that's where we're falling. We're falling into what's very obvious. You don't need the news to tell you where you're going. It's all around you. It's ominous times to be alive. And the signs are very ominous because we know that those at the top already, and have been for a long time, openly totalitarian. And that's your bottom line. They're totalitarian. And they're prepared for massive riots, this Department of Defense. Same Department of Defense is giving him awards for the weirdo, wacko psychopaths to give up with better weaponry. It's the same Department of Defense that predicted that 30 years of riots are coming up. And they're ready for it, right down to using neutron bombs in selected areas and so on. On us, us, the people, you see. That's what we're living in. Terrible times. And there's no marching in the streets here with protest banners. Where are all the big NGO groups? Well, we know who employed them. That's why they're not on the streets. The leaders were very well employed, very well paid too. I'm going to go to the phones now and talk to Andrea from New York. Are you there, Andrea?
I am. Hello, Alan.
Hello.
A few years ago in New York City, there was an opera produced called Violet Fire. It was about the life of Nikola Tesla. And just recently I was reading that Violet Fire also has to do with the star Sirius, the dark star. Do you know about this? Do you know about this connection? Or
I know all
the associations between Nikola Tesla and Violet Fire and this dark star Sirius?
Yeah, that's standard stuff to do with the Orion, the hunter in all ages, and his faithful follower, Canis Major and Minor. And, of course, Sirius is a dog. That's the eye of the dog star, really, is what they always refer to it to with that particular title of Violet Fire. Yeah.
What would it have to do with Nikola Tesla, if any?
It depends who wrote the article. You'll find a lot of organizations trying to claim him as their own, meaning he was inducted into the societies, etc., etc., and they will claim that he was one of theirs. You find even the Rosicrucians at the top claim he's one of theirs, into alchemy, etc., etc. And other organizations and other Masonic groups will claim he belonged to them. But they all go along with the same terminology they'll use and allegories, and they always use the stars or solar or lunar terminology to describe certain actions and things and so on. But that's how the alchemists used to talk to each other rather than speak openly about, because even they were into making weaponry and all the rest of it. They used vague terminology, which they all understood, but listeners would never catch on to what they're actually saying when they talked amongst each other. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Okie doke. And now we've got... Red One again from Jordan. Are you there, Red One?
Yes, I'm sorry for stalking you.
That's all right.
Yeah, I didn't sleep this night because we had a gathering last evening, and then we had a discussion with 10 persons about connection
I think you hold on till after the break. Yeah, hold on till after the break. Hear the music coming in.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org. Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Alan Watt cutting back and coming through the matrix, and I've got Red One from Jordan. So are you still there, Red One?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hello?
I'll try to be short.
Yes, go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
We had a gathering, and we had a discussion about a club. It's called the Toastmasters International Club, and I found proof that there was a connection between the Toastmasters International and the Toastmasters in Britain. Do you know something about them?
About the, did you say the Toastmasters?
Yeah, Toastmasters. It's a free, huh?
For what organization?
Yeah, it's an organization. It's a free masonry organization, the Toastmasters.
Yes.
I thought maybe you knew something about them.
Yes, they all have their Toastmasters. And in fact, many people come to functions, in fact, that are laid on by Masonic groups, and they don't even know. And it becomes tradition, even through society, to have the Toastmaster as well. But is there more to the story, or you're trying to connect Freemasonry in one country to the next?
No, they have here a club in Jordan. It's a Toastmaster International Club, in which they do communication skill exercises. And now I wanted to know if there was a link with Freemasonry. If you look to their logo, they have the globe of the Earth with two wooden gables. and the cross and behind the earth.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the same thing because the earth even could be symbolized by the square or the earth itself, a globe, because that means the female and encompasses the male. Or spirit, and that's what they're really referring to. There are many ways they do their symbols, but it's the same symbol. So sure, a gable is just, again, the shape of a gable is a compass, you see.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So yeah, these organizations, they're worldwide. You find them all through India. When the British Army went there, they have the traveling lodge with them, and they thought they were the only ones that had Freemasonry at that time when they went into India, and they were shocked to find lodges all over India already there. And you find them throughout the main cities of the planet, wherever you go. This is the religion behind all religions. You'll find those who are the heads of the mainstream religion are very often Masons themselves, and they guide the shepherds along the Masonic journey, unbeknownst to the followers. And they have them in the Vatican, they have them everywhere now. I think even the Archbishop of Canterbury for the Anglican Church is a Mason. He's also a member of the Old Order of Druids, which is another shoot-off of the Masonry. Winston Churchill was in it at one time. Anyone in the system is a member of this hidden religion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's out in the open, but it's hidden, too. Yeah.
Yeah, because the group was divided in three. You had the neutral ones, then you had the ones that gathered in that Toastmasters Club, and then me actually being the conspiracy theorist.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I thought maybe you knew some more about them. But okay, I think this will do.
Yes. Oh, there's a lot more. I'm trying to get my screen up, though. I can't get... Okay,
yeah.
Got a bad connection here. That's what it is. So let me call some. Please, I'm using Call Me Back. Thanks for calling in, though. And I might go on about that in more detail in some talk. Okay? Programs, superior types, inferior types, and even the higher ones went into the old golden age stuff they're always prattling on about, how they bring back a new golden age, where the gods ruled and walked the earth. And guess who the new gods are? You know, those who've already understood that they're at the top of the food chain, that they own the planet, they have the power of life over death, and the power of life over people, and death over people. They can decide if they're going to be born or die. But that's where it is today. And these are the new gods, of course, and they'll have the longevity genes given to them, like David Suzuki, the geneticist, who does all the popular animal shows on television, and has brainwashed us all into that we're just a virus on the planet. There's too many of us. And he works for the United Nations and the World Wildlife Fund and all these organizations. But you'll find eugenics is at the top of... This is Alan back again on Cutting Through the Matrix, and I shouldn't really mention the fact that they have these teams that are set up to harass people, because I just got cut off again, and I guess we have a little nasty psychopath, very young one probably, who's bored being on the late shift, who's been told he can play himself, and he's doing it. And that's what these new cyber cops are doing, is playing with us, you see. And they'll be given all the power and right to do it. And, of course, there's no comeback. You know they're doing it because it's so darn frequent. But you can't come back and get them on it, especially when they have the backing of the Pentagon. But I was going into masonry there, as I said. And I was talking to myself again. I'll try to talk to you now, since I'm rehooked, and tell you that Freemasonry is all about eugenics. Simple enough. Inferior types, superior types. And those at the top of the tree, through eons of special selection of their mates, are the new gods, you see. And they have the right to lead all the rest of you along a certain path, or even to your own extinction. And they have the power of gods, you see, the old gods of the Golden Age, with the right of power of life and death over people. And they will decide if you're going to live or die. In some countries, they already do. And when they have their full scientific way and back it with science, scientific reasons, you see, it'll be the normal. And that's where it's all heading towards. Now, I was reading a study recently about cell phones and how we adapt again. You see, remember what Skinner said? Skinner's talked about if you want to alter behavior, you alter something in their environment. And that includes putting something in their environment that wasn't there before, like a radio, a television, or even a cell phone. And we adapt to it so quickly, maybe one out of 5 million will ever stop and question why they're given this. They just want it. You know, they just want it. I want to buy that. That's it. There's no question to it. There's never any quiz as to the work that went into it, why this particular type of the device, what else can it do, why would these people at the top give us this particular thing. And even when they unravel what they've been doing with it, such as tracking and tracing people and so on, it still doesn't bother them. They don't think that they're one of those who are being followed and watched and all the rest of it. But here's an article from Scientific American. And it's about cell phone. And I've got quite a few articles, including all the studies that MIT are doing with tracking people and so on, and following up their behavior and getting patterns of behavior from every individual by tracking that phone, and the messages too, by the way. And this is Scientific American, May 7, 2008, Mind Control by Cell Phone. Electromagnetic signals from cell phones can change your brainwaves and behavior. But don't break out the aluminum foil head shields just yet, it says. It says, hospitals and airplanes ban the use of cell phones because their electromagnetic transmissions can interfere with sensitive electrical devices. Could the brain also fall into that category? Of course, all our thoughts, sensations, and actions arise from bioelectricity generated by neurons and transmitted through complex neural circuits inside our skull. Electrical signals between the neurons generate electric fields that radiate out of brain tissue as electrical waves that can be picked up by electrodes touching a person's scalp. And to cut a long story short, they've found that they can actually do the same thing with a cell phone. They can use it as you would use an electrocephalograph. You see, you don't have to actually strap it on your skull or put probes. It can actually pick up the very faint electromagnetic patterns in your brain, and they can send it back to anyone who's looking in. Those with the right equipment, and monitor your brainwave patterns. This ties in with projects that Windows happens to. Windows is one organization working on this. No doubt that Admiral Chris Parry and his bunch at the British Navy were another one to do with a virtual reality, because one device that they have is a ring to put on the head so as you become interactive with the computer, and it will basically read your brain patterns or record those patterns. In other words, it's recording you as an individual, and then it will coordinate new messages into your brain, and you'll see or feel or even sense a presence of people around you as you're into this brave new world of a virtual reality. That's one method, but the other one is with a type of antenna, a broadcasting antenna built into the screen itself, so you won't have even need the helmet on top or the little circle on top of your head, your little halo. It'll be able to pick you up as you sit in front of the computer. So this is all tying in together. You've got to always tie things together to see where they're going and where they've actually been, because whenever we get the news, it's old stuff. Now, I've got callers back on the line, so I'll try Mark from Kentucky. Are you there, Mark?
Yes, I'm here. Apparently, you're really pushing someone's buttons today. Keep doing that kind of stuff to you.
Yes.
I was just thinking, I'm pretty much along a Christian line of thinking, but even I am beginning to understand that, hey, that this problem that we're dealing with as far as the Illuminati, even Zionism and everything else, really, really also goes back, you know, many thousands of years, even past the biblical history, going back to like places like Egypt and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm trying to figure out, though, is who, what is the head of this piece? Is it the Illuminati? That's the bloodlines and so on and so forth that is controlling all this, or is it the Zionists that control the Illuminati that's controlling all this?
What you've got is even a pre-Judaic system.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on the go, I am sure, from the very birth of Sumer. I think
right.
It from a previous age, I think.
The knowledge, the Somalians and all that?
Yeah, even the Hurrians, long before the Sumerians. We've been here for millions of years, you know.
Right.
And archaeologists are turning up even older civilizations all the time. Civilizations that had certain sciences, etc. But remember that the first science that the psychopathic type goes for is to understand the people. So even when Sumer came into existence, they understood the collective mind, the people themselves, and they brought in a system, and that's the key. They brought a system. It did not slowly develop a monetary system and commerce and priesthoods. It pretty well sprung up quickly. Egypt did the same thing.
But I'm also along the line that I wouldn't blame it solely on the Zionists, but I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
What I've been able to understand and read about it is that, we do have the Illuminati, and it does go all the way back, way back to ancient Egypt and all that and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that seem to be implementing it the most, and actually with the idealisms and stuff like that in the secret societies, such as Skull and Bones, and the Masons and everything else, it's like a form of Kabbalah, which hooks into all that back in that time, too.
Yeah. So you understand, even the term Zionist, you understand most Zionists are not Jews.
Technically,
all Freemasons are Zionists.
Yeah.
You see, Zion is a composition, Kabbalistically speaking, of the sun and the moon. That's the comprisation of the two words together is Zion. It's the sun over the pyramid, the capstone, which you'll see in movies and so on. Hold on, and I'll be back after these messages.
Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems, like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Hi, folks. Alan Watt back cutting through the matrix. And see, the true Mount Zion is a perfect pyramid. That's what they mean. That's why it's given all this holy allegory and so on. It's a perfect shaped pyramid, perfecting that which was left imperfect, meaning any mountain is therefore imperfect in their eyes. It's been man-made, etc. It's talking about society and the world and everything in it. That's what they mean, really. And sin, you take the first two letters of sin, which meaning the world of darkness and under the moon, the land of the profane, as they call it, the wilderness of sin. You take that and you take on, which is the virile part of the sun. phallic symbol of the sun. And so it's a unification of the sun and the moon, also symbolic of heaven and earth coming together, the perfection, as they call it, in their own religion of, and this is not Judaism, this is the high occultic tradition of all the ages. They'll make a world which will be symbolized as a perfect pyramid, which will be capped. But when it's uncapped, they'll often show you the uncapped pyramid with the sun going over the top in movies like Arthur C. Clarke's 2001 near the beginning. That's what they often show you, that which is to come through science, mind you, because it's through science that they will conquer. And science is so close to seance. And if you go into a lot of the big scientific names down through history, they'll tell you that their ideas came to them almost like in a dream from elsewhere. Kind of interesting. So you have to really wonder what is guiding this world and what's in these particular people. Some say it's the battle of the ages of good and evil, a battle that never stopped. It's still ongoing. The end is yet to come. But in the meanwhile, we do have people who truly believe in the Illuminati as such, which is a vague term because it encompasses so many levels of them. And technically, again, all Freemasons are supposedly illumined when they're risen up on the master's degree. But you've met them in your own areas, not too bright, but they'll never get up the ladder. But those who do get up the ladder with the right qualities and credentials can create an awful lot of mischief, and they do. They get powerful positions, they're the psychopathic types that are weeded out, and they've been tested, often unknown to themselves, to see if they can keep secrets and keep their mouths shut, and those are the ones who go up to the top. They have a desire for power over people. And the world they're bringing in the secular world, Novus Ordo Seclorum means secular or worldly. The secular world to be run by the minds supposedly of the best men, who of course, as I've said, are all psychopaths, means we're in big, big trouble. Because there's no sacredness in anything left, even our own human bodies. They do as they wish. They'll take organs from them even if you've said no. That's law already in some countries. And I'm talking about countries in the West as well. And we're in for a horror show as science becomes the new lord and master. The science and the wisdom of the ages manifests and rears its ugly head. We should all be very worried. And it truly is a war of the individual against this monstrosity at the top. So from Hamish and myself, it's good night from Ontario, Canada. And may your God or your gods go with you.
Gold has been.